Thank you, Richard. Good morning, everyone. Today I will talk about using space-time pattern to detect Zika virus outbreak and cluster in Miami Dade County. So when you see the title, you only see the, not only latitude and longitude space location, also we talk about the time pattern. Okay, before we talk about the Zika, firstly we talk about what is Miami's profile. Miami-Dade County located in southeast of Florida. This left side of the map is a Florida map. So we have a 2.7 million population, really big size. Miami-Dade County has been ranked 7th largest county in the United States. Half of our residents foreign born, like me, is not born in this country. More than 70% of our residents age 5 and above, they speak a language other than English at home. Every year we have more than 15 million visitors. So a lot of people call Miami-Dade County as the gateway to the Americas. This means a face to South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. Most of our residents are Hispanic. This means 67% of our residents are Hispanic. Less than 15% of our residents are non-Hispanic white. Less than 19% of our residents non-Hispanic black. On your left side is our Miami-Dade County map. East of Miami-Dade County is the Atlantic Ocean. West of Miami-Dade County is Everglades. Up north is Broward County, is Fort Lauderdale. Down south is Key West. Okay, let's see our weather. In Miami-Dade County, we have a hot and high humidity summertime, short and warm wintertime. The rain season started June to October. This morning when I woke up, I saw the email called what is called a flood watch in Miami-Dade County today. Sasson started June. This week, almost every day has been raining in Miami-Dade County. This picture showed a typical summer afternoon sandstorm. This is rolling in from Everglades. This is why I talk about the west of Miami-Dade County is Everglades. So what is Zika virus? I will skip this. Why is it a big concern? Because if a pregnant woman get infected, can pass this virus to the unborn baby, the baby may develop macrocephalus or other birth defect. This was a big concern is this. Okay, let's see the story in Miami-Dade County. Last year, January, we detect the first travel-related Zika virus in Miami-Dade County. In February, there are additional 6 cases reported in Florida. After that, right away, our governor declared public health emergency in 4 counties. This picture, everybody may be very familiar because always on the news, also on the CDC webpage, it's a Wynwood area. In July, we detect non-travel-related Zika virus outbreak in Wynwood area. Confirmed almost what is called end of July. And on August 1st, CDC released travel advisory in Miami-Dade County, Wynwood area. Okay, this is Wynwood. If you before you didn't have a chance to go, you know, in future you can visit over there. Really lots of called arts group there. Okay, what do we use a GIS to monitor the Zika virus in Miami-Dade County? Since the first confirm the travel-related case in Miami Dade County, we started use our intranet-based interactive map to monitor our Zika virus. Intranet-based, this means only internal employees are able to access. So because of confidential issue, so we didn't release to the web page. On the top of the map, you can see a lot of icons there that include daycares, schools, hospitals, clinics, lots of information there. You click anyone right away, you can see lots of information. On your left side, you can see red color, some tag. That is for locally acquired Zika cases. Blue color for travel-related Zika cases. We update every day after July. Latest case always on the top. When you click anyone, right away zoom to that case. If you change this background to the satellite picture, right away you can see that case, single house or apartment or office. Also, even you can see the back, the backyard surrounded over there, canal, lake, schools. This is really, really useful for us to perform mosquito control and a urine survey. Time by time also we can check the distance between the travel-related case and the locally acquired case. Here, very small because I cannot zoom too big. Each location is really, most of them a single house, is a confidential information. This one shows the Zika virus positive mosquitoes. All they are located in Miami Beach. I didn't show the table because table also is an address, single house address. Additionally, we also use a desktop GIS to monitor the Zika virus in Miami-Dade County. One very simple way, because every day morning we have to do the geocoding. So we use the called a point density to check where the high density area. Another one today we're focused to talk about the emerging hotspot analysis. If you have what is called a ArcoMap version 10.3 or latest version, you have these tools. You can do it. Our data, every day we download from MERNI, that's a State of Florida Electronic Disease Report System. So far we use a 10.3.1 ArcoMap. Maybe somebody use the latest version. Another ArcoGIS software we use called ArcoGIS Pro 1.4 because we want to use 3D visualization. In emerging hotspot analysis involved two statistical analysis. One is called the main candle statistical analysis. Another one for the G statistical analysis. The first one for the trends, say any increase, significant increase or decrease. The second one is for the hotspot analysis. Say is it really significant or not significant? Okay, this map showed is a density. We call the point density map. We can do every day morning, take two more minutes, right away we can see where is a really high density. On your left side is a locally acquired Zika virus. You can see the density area is Wynwood, Miami Beach, and the Little River. For the travel-related cases, almost everywhere, but the focus on the between downtown Miami and Miami International Airport and the West Kendall area. Okay, let's focus on the emerging hotspot analysis. Traditionally, we only use a longitude, latitude. This is like a left side of that one. Now we can add another dimension called a time, third dimension. Right away change, it's different. It's no longer flat. It's a 3D. We can see with time going, the situation was grounded. This way involved how to store the data, because traditional data is a one row by row like this way. It's called flat 2D data. This, we have to firstly create a queue. Create a queue, this means we store our data to the network common form. It's 3D data. After that, right away, integrate our other cases by location and by time. So you can see the right side of this one here. Each queue has what is called a location, how big size. You can define, say, the 1 square mile, 2 square miles, 3 square miles. Also, every day, week, month, or year, the time you have to define. Okay, first let's check our data. This is a 2016 Zika virus in Miami-Dade County. By week number, also by travel status. Blue color is travel-related cases. You can see from week 1 to week 38, 39, after that, almost no cases. Then for the locally acquired, start week 27 to week 46, after that, almost no cases. In week 13, we don't have any cases. So what do we do? We think we use every 2 weeks as our time step interval. This means every 2 weeks. Now, cutoff point for the travel related to the 38. This is called biweekly. Then for the locally acquired, we cut to the 46. It's totally 20 weeks, 10 biweekly. Okay, we use locally acquired case as a sample, how to perform this. Okay, firstly, we get our geocoded data. Then we have to put a time. What time is the date of the event? It's 94% of them is a symptom onset date. Another one is called a time step interval. As I talked, I mentioned it's every 2 weeks. So we put it there every 2 weeks, biweekly. Also have a time step alignment. What that means, your focus at the beginning or your focus at the latest situation. We focus on the latest situation, we call the end of time. Now distance with 1 square mile, because this CDC recommended for the locally acquired Zika virus investigation. So this means we have 1 square mile every 2 weeks. So after run, they give you the report. We totally have 864 locations. Among all of them, only 101 has at least one case during that 10 biweekly time interval. Not any significant increase or decrease during that time. Okay, after that we create a queue. Right away, we can do the emerging hotspot analysis. We use that result, then we have the defined neighborhood distance. What that means, not only test for that location, also carry all your neighbor together compared to countywide or citywide expected results. So we still define the 1 mile. Another one, we have to define the neighborhood time step. This one, at least the one, cannot be out of 75% of your time. So we use the 7. This means 70% of our time. Why we use it so big? Because most times surround area, we don't have cases there. After run, we get this result. Left side for the locally acquired cases is we have 12 consecutive hotspots. They have a different category, but we only detect this one. The red color boundary show the alert area, Miami Beach, Wynwood, and the Little River. Right side is for travel related cases. You can see both of them not overlap each other. So after we got the emerging hotspot analysis, right away transfer to this result to the ArcGIS Pro 1.4. This is 3D. It's more clear that you check the results. Every 2 weeks, what's going on there? You can see the wind would start very early. After that, a couple weeks is a Miami Beach. Now, latest is called the Little River area. Okay, this one showed travel-related cases. Actually, the happened in the, what is it called, summertime. You can see the different color. Red color is a 99% confidence interval. Little bit light is a 95%. Pink one is a 90% confidence interval. Okay, license learned away. Web-based GIS map, really easy to use, also very good for sharing. Also very useful for us to check the each case's surrounding environment. Very good for the mosquito control and the urine survey. Pond density, very easy. Every day you only took the 2 or 3 more minutes, you get it. Only problem didn't show any statistical significance. Space time pattern mining tools, this one called emerging hotspot analysis, is required at least 10 time step interval, whatever day, week, month, or year. This means not good for the short time and a small outbreak. Each bin, when you do the test, carried your neighborhood. This is why I define the neighborhood distance also 1 mile. Carried your neighborhood together compared to countywide or citywide. That may be caused one issue. What I mean one issue? One location maybe didn't have a lot of cases because the surrounding that area really has a lot of cases that make that one also significant become a hotspot. So after you perform the emerging hotspot analysis, you have to check the real number, see is it real high or low. Okay, if you are interested, you can go to the web page, you know, to learn this. Thank you.
Time for one quick question. Anybody? If not, I'll ask you one quick question. So, in I presume cases, you had a place of residence, probably a place of work, and maybe multiple work sites, and probably places where they played. So, who actually made the decision for the most probable location that would end up in your analysis?
That for the Wynwood, because of most of the cases, workplace, CDC required put the workplace address there.
Workplace.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.